A new Ken Burns documentary chronicles the history of country music and some of its lesser-known heroes. WXXI's Jeff Spivak has this.
He was a Southern black man who helped shape American music in the 1920s. He moved to Rochester, gave up music, and lived in obscurity for two decades. He was rediscovered during the mid-1960s, the blues and folk revival. He resumed his career touring and recording before his death. His life has even inspired a musical. That story is one we know well here in Rochester, but I'm not talking about Son House, the iconic bluesman. It is also Leslie Riddle's story. Ken Burns is the Canadian native who has turned documentaries celebrating American life and culture into a personal franchise. Jazz, baseball, the Vietnam War. This Sunday on PBS, Burns presents his new Moby Dick of a history. Country Music is 8 episodes, 16 and a half hours. As always, Burns digs deep into the roots of his subject. You get the feeling he doesn't really give a damn about Garth Brooks. As he tells it, country music died with Johnny Cash. Red river water, drink like cherry wine. Well, the red river water's drink like Burns's country music opens in the right place, right time. Bristol, Tennessee, 1927, with the most seminal of country bands, the Carter Family. Leslie Riddle was there. He and A.P. Carter spent years traveling the Appalachian countryside on songwriting, archaeological digs, searching out the traditional music that is the foundation of country. Two men who sang and played guitar, but who must have been a curious sight in the segregated South. Riddle was a black man with one leg, which he'd lost in a cement factory accident when he was a teenager. Carter was a white man with a persistent palsy tremor. Just as Son House was an influence on Robert Johnson and Muddy Waters, when Riddle and A.P. Carter returned home with their latest catch of songs, Riddle would teach Maybelle Carter his guitar technique, like Django Reinhardt, who reinvented how he played the instrument after losing the use of two of his fingers in a fire. Riddle's style made up for having lost two fingers in a shotgun accident. He used his index finger to play the melody while his thumb kept the rhythm on the bass strings. Born in North Carolina in 1905, raised in Tennessee, Leslie Riddle married and in 1942 moved to Rochester, where his wife had relatives. A year later, House moved to Rochester. There are some vague accounts that early on the two men may have played together a bit, but soon both simply disappeared. House gave up music for a series of jobs that included time as a railroad porter. Riddle sold his guitar and worked at a shoeshine stand and as a school crossing guard. House's rediscovery is legend. Three white musicologists obsessed with the black music heritage of America, found him in Rochester in 1964. I got a letter this morning, how do you drag it red? Say, hurry, hurry, the gal. His career reignited. House played Rochester clubs, did folk festivals, and recorded new music. And with his health failing, he moved to Detroit to be with family, and in 1988 he died of cancer of the larynx. Riddle's rediscovery is less a legend, but it is virtually the same story. Folk singer and intense folklorist Mike Seeger, half-brother of Pete Seeger, had been collaborating with Maybelle Carter, who told him about Riddle. Brownie McGee, who played with Riddle when they were teenagers, suggested Riddle might be living in Rochester. And that's where Seeger found him, in 1965, a year after Son House's resurrection. Seeger convinced Riddle to pick up the guitar and to even join Seeger and his band, the new Lost City Ramblers, for gigs at some local clubs. Riddle was soon invited by the band on trips to folk festivals. During their 13 years together, Seeger also made recordings of Riddle, songs that Riddle had helped the Carter family learn, and songs that he'd likely written himself, although their origins were usually buried in layers of revisions as they passed from hand to hand. Riddle was a longtime smoker. In fact, he'd been smoking since he was 5 years old. And it caught up with him. Lung cancer. His wife now dead, Riddle moved back to North Carolina to be with the family. He died in 1979. Several years ago, Rochester's Jiva Theater Center commissioned a musical revival, The Resurrection of Sun House. Likewise, in 2009, a theater company in Burnsville, North Carolina, where Riddle was born, created one of its own, Esley, The Life and Musical Legacy of Leslie Riddle. The second act takes place in Riddle's living room in Rochester, with much of the dialogue drawn from Seeger's taped interviews with Riddle. A collection of the music that Seeger recorded in Rochester with Riddle was released in 1993. Step by Step, Leslie Riddle meets the Carter family, blues, country, and sacred songs, reveals Riddle as a world-weary yet spiritual vocalist with a jangly guitar, the perfect intersection of southern blues and country folk. The title track of that collection, Step by Step, is one that we do know was written by Riddle while he lived in Rochester. A gospel-inflected piece, it was inspired by his time as a crossing guard, watching school kids crossing the street, step by step.
Step by step, we're going home someday.